The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. And we are joined right now on the Fan Hotline by Jason Mackey of 93.7 The Fan and a columnist, of course, for the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. Jason, good morning to you today. How are you? Hi, Jason.
Jason?
How's it going, Jason? Pleasure to talk to you as always, Jason.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Jason went to Westminster College, and he's very tall. These are things we know about Jason. How are you, buddy? He can't hear us. Let's try it again.
There's something.
Figure it out back there, Cal. Something going on. I don't blame you. I'm just saying you are the guy who has to figure it out. Jason tweeted out just prior to him coming on here that this is his favorite time of the week when he joins us.
I love that.
He texted me after our segment last week and said this is his favorite of the week.
Or his favorite.
Well, I just wonder, I mean, is everything else going okay in his life? I mean, we could be his favorite radio segment. Of that, I have no doubt. But it shouldn't be his favorite time of the week. I mean, you got a wife and kids, Jason. Wouldn't you rather be with them than hanging out with us?
Well, I mean, it is early in the morning.
That's true.
I don't know.
Me neither.
Positive.
And I'm just trying to kill time before we get Jason back on the air.
Right.
Yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
Jason, who covered the Penguins for a long time, he'll have some opinions on what's going on over there at the PPG Paints Arena. And now Callis is talking to Mackey on his cell phone. A lot of good that does. Perhaps we just call him on the studio line and forget the video thing. How about that? Tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. It is 8:05. Time to make the call to the Buell Insurance Agency. Get help with those premiums at 724-443-5601. We had people texting in because we were talking about matchups we're already looking forward to in this Ravens-Steelers game. And how about game on the line, potentially division on the line, fourth and goal. Derrick Henry gets the carry, and it's a Landon Roberts who meets him in the hole for the fate of the entire universe.
That would be fantastic.
Now, that is old-school AFC North football right there.
Like Spillane did.
Yes.
Hurt.
That's right.
Yeah.
And it really, that was one of the few bright spots of that season for the Steelers. Jason, we got you now.
I'm here, man. I don't know what was going on there. I had the same issues on Sunday in Washington, but Harry Callis figured it out. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Good
Thanks,
morning.
Thanks, Callis, for fixing that. Oh, you're welcome, Crowley.
Yes, thank you, Callis, for fixing that. It does seem like a Jason issue. All right, Mackey. Penguins, a total disaster. First time in the franchise's history, they give up 6 goals in an opening frame at home. And I would imagine that with the attendance dwindling, and my God, it is, the Fenway Sports Group, the powers that be, have to at least consider making a change at head coach, don't they? I'm not sure it's all his fault, but you got to do something. You got to pack the barn, and they're not doing that.
I know. I don't know how they're not, Adam. Watching that last night, here's where it breaks down for me. Friday night in Washington, they were excellent. They sort of saw a recipe right there. They can't repeat it. They either can't, won't, don't want to. I don't know. Whatever it is, that it factor that sort of brings people together, that you have guys on a team, and I'm not even talking about just hockey, playing for a guy, that is lacking. That is severely lacking with the Penguins right now. And if you're FSG, you have to see it. He's the second longest tenured coach in the NHL. The NHL, more than any other sport, they just churn through coaches. And I don't know how you keep doing this. I could not have more respect for Mike Sullivan. He'll get a job whenever he's ready to work again. He's a great coach. But every coach runs his course, runs her course, and that has happened here. That FSG does not want to see it is solely their choice. I don't understand what they're doing.
Jason, do you ever question this team's effort at times?
I don't know. I hate doing that because they're professional athletes, and if somebody would question my effort as a journalist, like I'd chafe at that. I know it doesn't look great. I know the execution lacks. I know that, you know, the details associated with how they play, you even saw them last night, like Ryan Graves defending, getting turned around, some of what Erik Karlsson has done. So, I mean, diligence, maybe that's a better word, how you handle the puck, how smart you are. Like, I think that's an effort thing. I don't want to say they're not trying because I think they are, but like, you know, work smarter, not harder.
More detailed, maybe.
Yeah. Like they're not a smart or detailed team. I think that's a fair criticism. I think we can see that. But like to say they're not trying or they don't care. Like I think that's an unfair criticism. And I think that's why people hate members of the media because they say stuff like that. I don't want to do that, but yeah, I mean, that they need to clean a lot of aspects of their game up. That's fair.
The thing that's most troubling to me is how quickly they seemingly buckle at the first sign of trouble. I mean, yeah. If they're up by two goals in the third and allow one, you know the collapse is coming. They allow a couple of goals early, and you just know they're not going to battle back because they say, oh, here we go again. And to me, I don't know how that doesn't fall on the coach. And I can't say it falls on the captaincy because Sidney Crosby's, well, he's above approach, but I just think when you collapse consistently at the first sign of trouble, that comes from the top on down.
Yeah, I mean, there's just gameplay stuff that they don't handle well, right, Adam? Like, third period with a lead, there are certain decisions that you make that you're maybe not going to make if it's the first or second period and you're chasing a goal or two. Like, you just need to be more situationally aware and responsible, and they do not do a great job of that. I also think about when they score, you need to protect that momentum. Those are times where, like, it's not great to take a chance. You don't want to give up a goal 35 seconds after you score. The Penguins have done that a lot, especially lately under Mike Sullivan. And again, I wrote this a little bit, and I was feeling this thinking, you know, leaving the arena last night, like, this isn't a game or hockey anymore. You know, this isn't how you play with the puck in your own zone or something. This is just a bigger picture direction of the team, what you're selling to fans. And I mean, they are veering into selling complacency to their fans by not doing anything. That's what this is. And so, yeah, that's one of many things I don't understand with this club right now.
Jason, we'll get a clearer answer on Sunday, but as we sit here today, do you think the Steelers are better than the Ravens?
I do. And you know, I see Crowley raising his hand. Was this a debate?
I'm happy to hear you give the answer because I think you're a very smart man, and I think it's obvious. I mean, I do. I think it's obvious, but
I don't know about that.
I think it's obvious, no. And I don't think a lot of people share that opinion. They can't play defense at all.
They also have a guy that's about to be the 3-time NFL MVP.
Yes.
And the best running back in the league. I don't think it's obvious at all, but the reason I say that, Dorn, is just because of defensively, I think the Steelers are a better team, mm-hmm. and I feel better about that situation. And with Russell Wilson, a quarterback, like if, you know, you bake the whole thing into a stew, like I think the Steelers come out on top, not by a lot by any stretch. I don't think it's obvious. I mean, I look at Lamar Jackson and the way he's evolved this year, the way they've used Derrick Henry. And I mean, obviously the Steelers have not seen a test like this. So yeah, I mean, I feel like the Steelers are a better team, but it is very, very marginal.
And Vegas would happen to disagree with me significantly as they have the Ravens as a 3.5-point favorite on the road at Acrisure Stadium, which should be a fervent crowd. Okay, so Steelers, Ravens, Sunday. Forget about that. Let's go big picture here for a second. Is it a complete and utter failure if the Steelers don't win a not just one playoff game, but maybe now the way that they're playing, a couple of playoff games, and make a significant run at this thing?
I'm starting with one. I mean, I think it's a failure if they don't win one playoff game. I think we went into this thing. A lot of people were picking them, you know, 8 wins, 9 wins. Now that we're sitting here with one playoff win, if you would have told people at the beginning of the season, look, they're going to win a playoff game, they're going to win 10-plus games, which I think are certainly attainable, nobody would have called that a failure. You know, there's a bunch of stuff contained underneath that. But no, I don't think it's a failure if they don't make a run. At least not on like a gigantic level. Do I think they're capable? Yes. And so that's going to feel like a failure, you know, and I think they have some important pieces in place. Like I look at what Russell Wilson has done, how he's brought alive George Pickens, what going forward you end up getting with Najee Harris. I don't know, but this is a competent offense that can score points. Obviously we knew the defense was going to be very good. So I don't look at it as a failure. I think it's going to be disappointing because I think this team is capable of doing that.
Jason, this was very good. The technical difficulties, not so much, and we will judge you on them until you redeem yourself next Tuesday at 8 a.m.
It's a Jason problem. I see that.
That's right.
I'm going to have to fix the Jason problem, and I'm sorry, guys.
I'm going to text Abby, and I'm going to tell her to make you sleep on the couch tonight. Be a big-ass couch.
Tell her to fix my computer.
All right, buddy. Appreciate your time, as always.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jason.
Jason Mackey of the Post-Gazette. I really like that guy. I want to debate this coming up next. I'm going to make the case, at least, that the Steelers are obviously the better team than the Ravens, and I'm expecting pushback because you looked at me like I was a crazy person when I said it, and as did Jason, and as does Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to make the case.
Okay, we'll see.
When we come back.
Mm-hmm.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Doing some strange Googling over here. I don't want people to walk behind me and see.
Don't say it.
Definitely not going to say it.
I hope not.
Definitely not. It's funny how you get on some things and then you can't get out of the wormhole.
The wormhole.
Wormhole. I was Googling penis enlargement surgery. Reason is, I went and got an MRI on Friday. Thanks for your concern. Multiple bulging discs, by the way, Thorne. So we finally have some sort of answer to why the back pain. Have a appointment on Friday to let me know why or what we can
How
do
many
about
do you
it.
Have? Because I have four. So, like, I mean, if we add it, I mean, we could. Do we have 10 altogether?
Yeah. Do you think one of us can get one free? Buy one, get one free?
I hope so. Fan Morning Show special.
That'd be great.
I need one.
You and me go in at the same time?
Yeah. I'm sure Cows has bulgings.
I don't know.
How's your back feel?
Great.
The carrying of the grill on Saturday really just put me over. Like, I was walking like the Hunchback of Notre Dame. But back to penile surgery, because they ask you before you go in the MRI machine if you have any implants or augmentations of any kind. And one of the things listed was, did you have penile enhancement surgery? And I didn't know, I mean, speaking out of ignorance, I didn't know that that was a thing. And I guess that you can have that bad boy extended if you really want to. Or if you have a hot dog link, you can make it a sausage link.
Yes.
So I was Googling what they do.
That's funny that you said that because, like,
intrigues me.
I got my first MRI over 10 years ago. I saw the same thing and I wondered the same thing. Like, it's like immediate. I was like, you know, filling it out. You're like, okay, I don't have it.
Interesting. Huh. I'm surprised your form even had that on it. I told you at the end of the last segment, I wanted to make a case that the Steelers are significantly better or obviously better than the Baltimore Ravens. And here is the case. Vegas obviously disagrees. They've got the Ravens a 3.5-point favorite. You listen to the national media members, and I just saw a power ranking pop up moments ago where it was asked which teams are the biggest threat to the Chiefs, and the Ravens were listed ahead of the Steelers. I think the Steelers are a better team, and I think it's obvious. Since Russ took over, they're averaging 30 points a game. The Ravens on the season are averaging 31 points per game. Problem with the Ravens is they're also giving up 25 points per game and have the worst pass defense in the league. Steelers defense, by every available metric, EPA, points allowed, a top three, top five defense in the NFL. Ipso facto, bada bing, bada boom, Steelers clearly superior to the Baltimore Ravens. Doesn't mean Baltimore can't beat them. I just think they're obviously better. Ravens defense bad, Steelers defense good, Steelers with Russ offense very good, Ravens offense best in the league, no doubt. But I think as a team, Steelers better. Special teams, Steelers kicker. You might forget who he is, only saw him for extra points at kickoffs on Sunday. They hadn't gone a game where they didn't kick a field goal since 2020, Dorn, that they won a game. How about that? Meanwhile, their kicker over there is not what he used to be.
You got the yips.
He used to be the cheat code, and now he's not.
I mean, he's missed extra points. He missed one last week.
So maybe I don't want to frame it this. I don't know that the Steelers are significantly better than the Ravens. I want to go back. But I do think the Steelers are obviously the better, more complete football team.
Right, yes. That's exactly what I was just about to say. They're more complete. I don't know if they're significantly better. But I come down to this. Who has a better chance of winning? The Steelers without Russell Wilson or the Ravens without Lamar Jackson? That's really what I look at. Like
Who? Steelers.
They have a better, with Derrick Henry in the running game?
Yeah, we got Justin Fields.
That is true.
They got, what's his face? The guy who's played on 14 different teams.
Johnson.
Yeah.
That is true.
Aptly named for the segment we've been having. Johnson. Mr. Dickerson.
Yeah, you got a good point there.
I mean, who's got better weapons? It's Baltimore.
Right.
I mean, their offense, like, the Steelers, I don't think, played great offensively against Washington, yet they scored 4 touchdowns. You don't really see the Ravens go through long, pronounced droughts. Now, they didn't play a great half against Cincinnati the first half, and then they took off, and so maybe I'm stepping on my own point there, but they're consistently great.
Mm-hmm.
And if you were to take the run away, Lamar could beat you with his arm, and if you find a way to put a lid on the passing game, well, now you got to contend with Derrick Henry and Lamar Jackson the running. Their offense is head and shoulders better than maybe anybody in the league save the Lions.
Maybe I'm trying to say this. Maybe I'm trying to say if Russell Wilson doesn't have a good game, can the Steelers beat the Ravens in different with somebody else? And if Lamar doesn't have a good game, can the Ravens beat the Steelers with other weapons? That's kind of what I'm not if they weren't out of the game. Like,
I see what you're saying.
I think the Ravens have a better chance of beating the Steelers if Lamar Jackson has an off game than if Russell Wilson has an off game. I don't know if everybody else can hold up.
I would tend to agree, though I think the Steelers' defense has a better chance of making Lamar have an off game than the Ravens' defense has of making Russ have an off game.
Oh, really? Okay, yeah.
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 I do think you're going to see a similar game plan from the Ravens that Washington had this week. Washington blitzed a ton, and it wound up burning them at the end of the game. That's the only way Baltimore can get a pass rush. If they're dropping a bunch of guys into coverage, they're still leaky on the back end, and then they don't get to the quarterback, so they've sort of said, F it, we're going to bring everybody. We can't make plays on the back end anyhow, so let's try to create havoc up front. So you should see a fair amount of blitzing out of Baltimore in this game. Look at us on a Tuesday, breaking down Steelers-Ravens.
It's great.
I just think the Steelers are a more complete team. I look at Kansas City, complete team. I look at Buffalo, good on special teams. Average on defense, and then elite offensively.
Mm-hmm.
And then I look at Pittsburgh. Those, to me, are the three most complete teams. I look at Houston. Houston's good defensively. They are. Offensively, they've left a lot to be desired. But I think as a complete team, I think they're a complete team. I don't look. Baltimore is subpar in two out of the three phases. Now, when your one phase is that good, you make up for a lot of it. And this is not to say that the Steelers aren't going to lose on Sunday. They could. Baltimore is good enough to beat anybody. I also don't think Baltimore, though, can be a Super Bowl contender when your defense is that bad.
This question is going to sound ridiculous, maybe, but I don't know if it's as ridiculous as it's going to sound. How much better is Lamar Jackson playing than Russell Wilson right now? Russell Wilson's 3-0, mm-hmm. And then we can go through the stats. We can do all that. But, I mean, the eye test, like, you want to say Lamar Jackson, like, night and day, right? But I think it might be a little bit closer right now than we think.
I think
or it, not. I mean, I'm just asking a question.
So I think Lamar is having a better season than he had last year when he won MVP. And I think he should probably win his third MVP.
Mm-hmm.
But if I'm trying to frame this in a way to get my guy over, who do you trust to win a playoff game or two more? Like, I think I'm probably going Russ.
I'm going with the guy that has done it.
Yeah.
That's proven.
And the one knock against Lamar is he hasn't been able to get over that hump. Now, I realize it's been a long time since Russell Wilson was winning playoff games mm-hmm. on the reg, but it's also been a long time since Russell Wilson's played this well and played with competent teammates and a competent coaching staff. I mean, the last 2 years, he wasn't exactly handed any favors.
Mm-hmm. Hey, it's different. It looks different. But can Russell Wilson be in the discussion of playing some of the best quarterback right now?
I think so. He's got a quarterback rating of 105.9.
Right?
I mean, he's been very good, and he's got some of that Ben in him, man, where, I mean, you think back 2008, 2010, Ben wasn't always playing a sexy game of football. Like, it wasn't like Brady at the height of his powers or Breeze or Manning, where sometimes it was. I mean, 6 touchdowns in back-to-back games against the Colts and Ravens, but, you know, Ben would play some ugly games, and then he'd convert on the key third down.
Right.
Or he'd have the game-winning drive.
And that's what Russ did a couple days ago.
Starkey brought this up. I was not aware it was like this. Most fourth-quarter comebacks in the playoffs in the Super Bowl era, it's Brady, it's Montana, it's Mahomes, and then it's Russ.
Really?
Yeah. Huh. And you talk about fourth-quarter comebacks in a regular season, he's right up there among the most of all time. So sometimes, you know, it doesn't always look great with Russ. Didn't always look great with Ben. But in the clutch moments, I do think I trust that guy. Texter, didn't Russ just have an off game? Kind of. So that's where I am, too. Like,
I mean, he had 3 touchdowns.
I know.
And whenever it mattered.
That's what I'm saying. Like, he had a 50% completion percentage and still threw 3 touchdowns. Like, that's not the best Russ has to offer, but money downs, money moments, he was great. He totally facelifted the entire trajectory of this season. Like, we can talk about the Steelers in a way we haven't been able to talk about them in a good long time because they've got a competent quarterback who's playing really well right now on the whole. And he's going to have a full-off game at some point. That's just the reality. But he gives you a chance to win every week,
mm-hmm.
and he's changed the way that they're coaching. That fake punt doesn't happen if Kenny Pickett's the quarterback.
Or Justin Fields.
Correct. Correct. Because you just have faith that Russell Wilson can make up for some mistakes. Coming up next. The way the national media is talking about Mike Tomlin, I think, is richly deserved, but also annoying at the same time. I'll tell you why when we come back. The Fan text line is brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And maybe we can chew on this later on in the week. I just, on a whim, threw this out as a Twitter poll, Doran. P.J. Fitzpatrick Twitter poll brought to you by P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement. Trust PJ.com. Better coach, Tomlin or Harbaugh? Little breaking Steelers news on a Tuesday morning prior to Mike Tomlin's press conference. Steelers have signed Jamal Agnew to their practice squad. Jamal Agnew, who is a former All-Pro kickoff and punt returner, Doran, averaged 10.3 yards per punt return last year, 26 yards per kick return this year. Meanwhile, Calvin Austin is averaging 12 yards a punt return this year, and it has me concerned about his health.
Yes.
You know, people have said online, Pony just said shrewd signing. I agree. When a guy is out there who can help you like this, why not go get him? Why not throw him on the practice squad? But I don't know if they'd be doing it if Calvin Austin didn't get banged up in the last game. And I wonder if it was a concussion for Austin. just the way that he got hit.
Mm-hmm.
It was the scramble drill by Russ Wilson, and really a vintage play by Russ. Rolls to his left, rolls back to his right, bang, laser beam, and then that was the last we saw of Calvin Austin. So if he's in concussion protocol, you got to guard against that. You don't know if he's going to be able to go this weekend, so a nice move there by the Steelers.
Yes.
And another kind of gadgety weapon dude, too, that, hey, if you got him, you might as well fold him into the offense a little bit.
What position is he by, like, trade?
He's fast. He is listed corner and receivers played, has been listed as both, but I think mostly.
Offense and defense?
Yeah, mostly I think just a return guy.
Okay.
Yeah. So I do worry about Calvin Austin. And I didn't think when it happened, the Mike Williams touchdown, that that was a play that they had originally drawn up for Calvin Austin.
No,
but,
no. Russ told him to just go run this.
Right, but he wouldn't have been in the game. It would have been Calvin Austin. Guys were saying in the locker room, which is kind of nuts to me.
Yeah.
Because if clearly they had the capability of doing that, more of that, please. Like, if he runs over and whispers, hey, Mike, run that pattern. I'm going to throw it up to you. And it worked. I wish we would have seen a little bit more of that early. Because they're throwing the ball up to Calvin Austin and Van Jefferson, and they're out there not making plays.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's going to be a big weapon for them. He just fits so well with what they do offensively and with what Russ wants to do.
Yeah.
And you know what, dude? Couple of times, they converted it was a second down and long. It was George Pickens whenever he was hopping like a bunny through the secondary. And the play where Calvin Austin got hurt, I think, was a second down and 15 to set up a third down and short. Dude, the last 2 years, if you're facing second and 15 or second and 19, like, the drive's over.
Yeah, you run jet sweep.
Yes. And we saw on another third down and long, they chucked a deep ball. Like, they're not afraid when it's third down and long to try to go for it. Whereas in the last couple of seasons, you're running a draw play or you're running a screen and you're just living to punt. What a difference this quarterback has made. I said we'd talk about the Tomlin thing here. Well, no time, because we had to talk about Jamal Agnew. Texter, we got a lot of this. How come everyone's acting like the Kansas City Chiefs are the greatest show on turf, but when we were 11-0 in scraping by games, everyone said it was unsustainable? If I may, the Chiefs have won back-to-back Super Bowls and have Patrick Mahomes.
Yes.
I hope this helps.
That's it.
They're going
to That's it.
You're going to get some benefit of the doubt.
And there. Andy Reid.
And Andy Reid, pretty good. Like, when you've won back-to-back Super Bowls and you haven't lost a regular season game since darn near Christmas last year, you're pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't need style points. You just need to be good and win football games. And if they were sitting here at 7-2, people would be going, oh, they're not as good. They weren't good offensively last year. And then they put up, 30-some-odd points to win the Super Bowl. So they're going to get the benefit of the doubt, and I'm okay with it. Now, are they beatable, the Chiefs? Yes. Yes, they're not infallible. They can get got. But I'm not going to pick them to lose a playoff game until I see someone beat them in a playoff game.
I think the unsung hero in the last 2 years, or maybe even more for the Chiefs, is Steve Spagnuolo. And his defense.
Yes.
Like, that defense keeps him in all these games. Like,
we can't sit here and say the Steelers are really good because they're a complete team and ignore Steve Spagnuolo's defense.
So it's been ridiculous.
Some guys are born to be coordinators. That guy, Dick LeBeau. Dick LeBeau, not a good head coach, tried it out in Cincinnati, failed miserably. One of the great defensive coordinators of all time. Steve Spagnuolo is a hell of a defensive coordinator. And they were a young defense. They've got a great pass rush. That's the perfect example of a team that can beat you in multiple ways. We've been so excited about how the Steelers aren't just this ground pound defense, live to punt, don't turn it over team this year. Well, Kansas City, if they need to throw for a bunch of yards and score a bunch of points, I'm guessing they can.
Mm-hmm.
If they want to beat you 15-13, they just showed they could do that. It's what made the Penguins formidable in 2016. Like, they would beat you 6-5, but if you wanted to grind it down, they'd beat you 2-1, too. That's what great teams do. So I think the Chiefs are obviously a great team and much better than the 2020 version of the Steelers. The other thing about that is Ben's arm just precipitously declined
as the
season wore on.
Yes.
Which is something I'm a little bit worried about Russ, but He missed six games. I think that's only going to help keep him fresher for the end of the year.
Yeah, he'll be fine.
Yeah. And he's also not as old as Ben was at the end of Ben's career. All right. We will get to the Tomlin conversation at 9 o'clock. Jason Luck and Four are going to join us at 9:35. Let's take a weird look at the NFL when we come back, Doran. We started the show by singing the praises of Omar Khan, and now he's looking like even more of a genius because maybe Calvin Austin's going to miss this game. They just signed Jamal Agnew to their practice squad, who's a return specialist. But when you're talking 11-on-11 scrimmage football, you got Mike Williams now. A little depth, different kind of player, but you need to throw as many eligibles out there as you can. And then Alex Highsmith going to miss 2 to 3 weeks, according to Jerry Dulac, and you got Preston Smith. So you need depth, and immediately depth tested.
Well, I wonder what the next signing is at outside backer, too. There'll probably be another one. I guess that Ade or whatever will be moved up, and they might sign somebody else to a practice squad. I wonder what, maybe in third and a breakout, might look at the free agent outside backers that are veterans that could just come in and play a couple weeks.
Maybe Marcus Golden wants to get off his ass. That's got to be
James
tough.
Harrison.
Yes. James would be in better shape, I bet.
Yes.
I guarantee that, actually.
Yes.
Yeah.
He could set the edge.
When's he boxing Chad Ochocinco?
Isn't that around Christmas?
I hope so. I want to be sitting around
the fire. We got Tyson Jake Paul Friday.
We're going to have to get into that a little bit over the week.
We definitely have to.
Are they like buddies? I saw him like kissing.
That was AI, Adam. You're talking about the... Oh, my goodness.
Was that really AI?
Yes, they didn't kiss each other on the lips.
I told you before the show this AI's got me up bleeps creek.
You really thought that Mike Tyson, a man who threatened to eat a baby and bit off another man's ear, would kiss a young Jake Paul?
The two things you just said, I think, lead me to the obvious answer of yes. I thought he's playing mental games with him. 50-minute mark on the fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. And now it's time for our Around the NFL segment brought to you by Champ Tires, Pittsburgh trusted tired source since 2009. And I'm just taking a little glance here, look, Doran, at the playoff standings. And if the season ended today, the Steelers would be AFC North champions, and they'd be taking on the Los Angeles Chargers in a playoff game at Acrisure Stadium. I don't mind that. But if you get the 2 seed, you got Denver. Unless if you get the 2 seed and you get Cincinnati. So I don't want Cincinnati.
Mm-mm.
Even though I think the Steelers are better, I mean, the records would point that out, and Joe Burrow's outstanding, but their defense is ass. I don't want any part of the Bengals come playoff time. And if they do happen to sneak their way in, they're going to wind up being the 7 seed. That's just math. So maybe... if you win the division, the 3 seed preferable?
Mm-hmm.
Unless Denver can hold Cincinnati off. I want Denver. If I'm ranking those teams, give me Denver, give me Chargers.
Yes.
Denver, Chargers, Cincy?
Yes.
I would agree with that.
Well, because you would get to Chargers at home, right? And you would get the Chargers would get a different version of the Steelers with Russell Wilson as they did early on in the season with Justin Fields. So, and you feel really good about Russell Wilson, and they know how to prepare probably for Russell Wilson. Jim Harbaugh does, but it's just a different game.
Yeah.
It's a different football game, and they won before throwing the football.
That's exactly how they won. Now, they did it throwing over the middle of the field, although we did see more of that from Russ in this game. You look at the passing chart, then you had a couple whiz-by tight ends, but he did throw the ball into the middle of the field in the last game. All right, let's say the Steelers don't win the division. So you're, in all likelihood, the 5 seed, right? That would have you lined up right now going to Houston. Of the Texans, Bills, Chiefs, or Ravens, which team would you have most faith the Steelers could beat on the road in a playoff game?
Bills.
Really?
Yep.
Because they were just there?
One trick pony, I think they are.
Quarterback, and that's it?
You shut him down, yep. You figure out a way. And they have done a good job with shutting down quarterbacks that like to run the football. We'll see this week if they can get that trifecta. Daniel Jones, Jaden Daniels, and then now Lamar Jackson, and I think that's on purpose. I really do, and they're like, we'll let somebody else beat us. We're not going to let the quarterbacks that can run, because that will end the football game. If you could do that with Josh Allen, I think that you could take advantage of this defense if you're Russell Wilson. Yeah, I think that you could beat the Bills out of C.J. Stroud and a young team that could be explosive. I don't like that matchup
at all.
And
I think Houston's defense is good, too. I think Same. Their defense is better than Buffalo's. Buffalo's good. I don't want people to misquote me on this. I also don't think they're as good as 8-2 would have you believe. Their strength of victory is 355. When they've played playoff teams this year, they've lost to them. They play, oh, I'm clicked on the Texans. Excuse me. I still got the picture of Jake Paul kissing Mike Tyson in my head here. Who was I looking up? The Buffalo Bills. So the Bills, they played two playoff teams. At Baltimore, got their doors blown off. At Houston, and lost. Those are the only playoff teams they've played. Now, their win against Arizona has aged nicely, but that's the first game of the season. So they have one quality win.
Mm-hmm.
They haven't beat anybody.
No.
What a slate this weekend. 1 p.m., Steelers-Ravens.
Yes.
4:25. Bills Chiefs.
Oh. What's the night game?
Well, now you're asking too much.
Oh, well, I figured you had it right in front of you.
I don't. That could be your AFC. That could be your divisional round playoff schedule right there, Doran. Chiefs, Bills, Steelers, Ravens, the night game.
Bengals, Chargers.
Oh. An elimination game of sorts for the Cincinnati Bengals. And it's in Los Angeles, I believe, as well.
Correct.
Who's favored in that game?
Bengals, 1.5.
Really?
Yep.
You know what's weird about the Chargers?
Really?
What?
That's what you just said.
I don't think I sounded like that.
You sounded exactly like
that. No, I didn't sound like
really?
That.
Really?
Sound like Mike Williams celebrating a Steelers victory.
Got the dub. Let's go. Got the dub.
The Chargers are, they're good. I mean, their defense is really good, and they run the ball well. I don't feel like they've let Justin Herbert loose.
I'm sorry. The Chargers are favored 1.5.
Oh. I saw this AI dubbing over Russell Wilson's post-game press conference where he said he threw a urine missile to Mike Williams, and it sounds exactly like Russell Wilson, and they make his mouth look like it's Russell Wilson. But that didn't fool me because Russ is never going to say stuff like that. But I did, I'm not going to lie. I swear to God, I thought Mike Tyson kissed Paul on the mouth.
Was it the video where he did it like three times in different scenarios?
Yeah, I thought...
So you thought that he did it every single time that they came face-to-face?
I thought he's trying to get in his head. I thought they're kind of buddies. They know they're both in this thing to make all kinds of cash, which they will, mounds of it. And I thought he's trying to get in his head. I did, yeah.
Mike Tyson is a killer.
I know.
You think he's going to step in the ring and think that Jake Paul's his buddy?
I don't. They've agreed to do this on Netflix, and they're going to laugh probably afterwards into bales of cash. Texter. Who were the Steelers' losses and who were the Bills? Well, we just told you the Bills' losses. Steelers lost, of course, to the Cowboys, and they lost to the Colts. Neither team's good, but the Steelers have a bunch of quality wins, way more quality wins than the Bills do.
Steelers lost to those teams with their backup quarterback.
And by one possession.
Yes.
Backup quarterback, one possession. You've also beat a 6-4 Atlanta team. You beat the Chargers with your backup quarterback. You beat a playoff position Denver team, who just gave the defending back-to-back Super Bowl champions all they can handle on the road. And you beat the Washington Commanders. Steelers have four really good wins, and they beat the snot out of the Jets. They beat the snot out of the Vegas Raiders. So if you're doing like a college football playoff kind of deal, the Steelers' resume is significantly better than the Bills. It is. That's not to say the Bills aren't good, but their resume is not as good.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we've taken this segment very long because of Jake Paul-related. Is it Jake Paul? Which Paul's he fighting?
Jake.
Okay. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. It's here, the Chevy Red Tag event, now through December 2nd, 0% APR for well-qualified buyers. Full terms at sunchevy.com. Day of 50 coming up next, the national media giving Mike Tomlin his flowers, but it's also annoying me all at once. I have the mental bandwidth to be able to decipher this, and I'll tell you what I mean when we come back. It's a Fan Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.